Welcome to this special 9/11 edition of Brighton Broadcast News. I'm Mike Adams, of course. Thank you for joining me. Monday, September 11th, 2023. It's 22 years since the United States deep state under Bush, including the CIA, arranged for the 9/11 attacks to take place, planted explosive demolition charges in multiple buildings, especially Building 7, and then arranged for Middle Eastern, quote, pilots to be on board while planes were controlled to fly into the Twin Towers. And then, of course, Building 7, the third building, was not hit by airplanes, but was demolished on purpose in order to destroy evidence of financial crimes that had been carried out by the CIA under, of course, George W. Bush and others. The important thing is that 9/11 was one of the most horrific acts of government-sponsored terrorism against the American people, where their own government was complicit with the terrorists. 9/11 was engineered by the CIA and the Bush administration, and it was allowed to happen. And it was done in order to justify a massive expansion of the government tyrannical surveillance complex, you could say, that initially was used to target people of Middle Eastern descent, but now, of course, has been unleashed in full force against the American people. So 9/11 was a false flag operation run by the United States government and the three-letter agencies in order to mass murder thousands of Americans with the stated goal of expanding the deep state surveillance system so that the government could spy on the American people. And now here we are 22 years later, where the federal government, of course, orders the censorship of individual Americans via big tech and other proxy nonprofit groups or corporations. And so it's a blatant violation of the First Amendment, obviously, and it's also a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment, all this illegal spying on the American people. But it was all set up by having a series of emergencies, 9/11 being one of them, but of course not the only one. The point is that the American empire under this current occupying illegitimate government that, of course, rigged the election in 2020 and also rigged other elections, such as a couple of midterms recently. Well, this government is waging war on the world. It's waging war against Russia via the proxy nation of Ukraine. It's also waging war against China via the proxy nation of Taiwan. And this empire has waged war against Iraq, against Vietnam, against Libya, against many other nations, a long list of nations, too many to name, and recognize that the United States government and its military also destroyed the Nord Stream pipelines, which, of course, thrust Germany and much of Western Europe into economic ruin, by the way. And the U.S. thinks nothing of that, you know, anything to harm Russia's exports, whatever it takes. And then now we have breaking news over the weekend that is just the latest data point in all of this. I'm going to share this with you. You're just going to be astonished. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has now banned Big Berkey water filters from being sold in the United States. And they are claiming that Big Berkey water filters are pesticides. And for this reason, they are banning them. Now, this is absolutely astonishing, especially given that we have this massive approaching potential superstorm hurricane, Hurricane Lee, and some other hurricanes threatening the East Coast, where you could easily have failures of municipal water systems and where people would need emergency water filtration, and where filters like the Big Berkey, which we have extensively tested in our lab, by the way, could be incredibly valuable for saving lives and reducing the spread of waterborne diseases, for example. But the EPA is banning Big Berkey, and here's their twisted logic. And by the way, I saw an interview with the CEO of Big Berkey over the weekend, We've also reached out to the CEO to invite him for an interview with myself to help get to the bottom of this. But the EPA says that because Big Berkey water filters use silver as part of the filtration media in order to protect the media itself, you know, to prevent bacteria or mold or whatever from growing inside the filtration media, silver has, you know, natural properties that help prohibit that. So there's silver impregnated in the media, which I think is awesome because I understand the full power of silver. But because there's silver in the filtration media, this silver also kills pathogens. Pathogens such as, you know, certain bacteria and so on, and it can denature certain viruses that might pass through. And because it can kill pathogens, the EPA says, well, pathogens are pests, and therefore this is a pesticide. Therefore, Berkey water filters are pesticides, not water filters. I mean, I know it's insane, twisted logic. It doesn't make any sense because you know what a pesticide is, like organophosphate chemicals sprayed on crops, right? Or you know what a herbicide is, like atrazine or glyphosate. And there are all kinds of pesticides out there, but water filters are not pesticides, by the way. This designation by the EPA is truly insane. But there's an intention behind all of this. It's just, understand that because these water filters can trap or filter out pathogens, the EPA says they're pesticides. Wow. Interestingly, the EPA has not said this about any other brand of water filter. They're just targeting Big Berkey, as Big Berkey happens to be very popular among conservatives and patriots and Christians and so on. Alternative media is funded in part by Big Berkey. In fact, I should disclose that even our own store had sold Big Berkey water filters, or we had received affiliate commissions from the sales of Big Berkey water filters. And some other water filters as well. But we have extensively tested various water filters, as you probably know if you've watched my channel for very long. Over the years, we tested Big Berkey and other filters, including the AquaPail and, I forgot all the names of all the filters, but we tested like 20-plus filters. I did one in the last few months testing the removal of cesium-137, a radioisotope, and we simulated that by using cesium-133, by the way. And we were testing the cesium removal of these water filters using our ICP-MS mass spectrometry laboratory equipment, which is very precise, in our ISO-accredited laboratory, by the way, where we are, you know, internationally accredited and recognized as an elemental analysis laboratory using state-of-the-art mass spec instrumentation. And we pass, you know, we pass all the tests, the proficiency testing, and the lab audits and everything. So we made up a concoction of cesium atoms in water, in solution, and we ran that through all the different water filters, and we found that, I believe there were three filters that had near 100% removal. And I'm just going off memory, but I think Big Berkey removed 99.98% of the cesium. I'd have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's it. And Big Berkey was among, again, the top three. I do recall that one of the top three was the AquaPail, which I'll talk about here in a second, and the other one was called Zero Water, which is a more consumer-grade kind of, it's a more affordable consumer-grade water filter that where the filtration media are not that large. So the zero water filtration system is highly, highly effective at removing toxic elements from the water, including lead, by the way. But it doesn't last as long because the actual mass of the filtration media is much smaller. So the Big Berkey and the AquaPail and some other filters actually have, you know, larger media, so they will tend to last longer. Anyway, my point is, I'm not here to promote any specific brand. I'm here to state that we tested Big Berkey for lead removal, glyphosate removal, and also cesium removal. And we tested a couple dozen other brands. And we publicly published those results through various articles and videos on naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com. And Big Berkey consistently was either at the very top or tied for the very top or, you know, in the top three. Don't you suppose that the EPA is selectively banning Big Berkey solely because it is arguably the most effective water filtration system out there? Especially at a time when our government, which, remember, carried out 9/11, this same government, which has only gotten worse since then, by the way, is unleashing, quote, disasters on American civilians. Just ask the families who survived the Lahaina fires in Maui. The families whose children weren't burned alive. Oh, and by the way, the authorities there in Maui still refuse to release the total number of children killed. They refuse because the number is so high, they're going to try to bury it for as long as possible. Massive cover-up. Government collusion, complicity, complacency, all of that rolled into one. They carried that out. And, you know, you need water filters following a disaster, following a hurricane, following a superstorm, following an earthquake. Anytime that the municipal water system fails, you need water filters. Water filters save lives. And the EPA attacks the most effective off-grid water filter that we've ever found. It's a gravity filter. It doesn't need electricity. It doesn't use electricity. There's no pumps. Anybody can use it in any environment, in a third world country, even, which would describe, I think, many cities in America today. But the Big Berkey works even when the power grid is down. And isn't it interesting that they're banning it right now at the as these false flag operations attacking the American people are accelerating? Because our government is a terrorist organization that is waging war against the American people. And that has become abundantly clear to anyone paying attention. Now, there's more to this story that's astonishing. And remember our Labor Day sale that we had at healthrangerstore.com? Now, during that sale, for a period of time, we were selling as an affiliate the AquaPail water filter. And the reason I like the AquaPail, even though I'm a huge fan of Big Berkey and I own several of them, but I'm a fan of AquaPail as a more rugged, like go bag type of water filter, because it's not made of stainless steel. It's made of a high density polyethylene plastic. And so it can handle a lot more bouncing around. It can handle kind of rough, you know, rough handling. And so the AquaPail, which is about the same size as a Big Berkey, is great to throw into a vehicle or into the trunk of a car or a truck or whatever, and to have as part of your go or your bug out equipment. And it can handle, again, a lot more rough abuse. And the AquaPail also did, I think, 100% lead removal. I think 100% glyphosate removal. I'd have to go back and check. And I think close to 100% cesium removal. So it's another really great filter. Well, we were selling these filters during Labor Day, and then we received an urgent communication from the AquaPail manufacturer during the weekend promotion. And they said, you have to stop selling. You stop all sales of the AquaPail. And we said, why? What's going on? They said, well, we've just received a very large order of our entire inventory to send them to Lahaina in Maui, which I know most Americans pronounce it Lahaina, but I've talked about the pronunciation before. I've come to the conclusion that the locals pronounce it Lahaina, or I should say the Hawaiians pronounce it, the Polynesian ethnic groups pronounce it Lahaina. So that's why I'm doing that. Okay. Anyway, they got an order for their entire inventory gone, wiped out instantly. So we couldn't sell them anymore. And I don't know factually who placed that order, but I bet you it's a government agency and it could be FEMA. It's most likely FEMA. or a FEMA contractor. And this should sound familiar to you, because a little over a year ago, there were government contractors that were buying up all the night vision equipment, everything they could get their hands on, in order to deprive the American people of night vision supplies. Remember that? There was actually kind of a night vision drought for a while. Well, right now, some government agency, most likely, has wiped out the inventory of the AquaPail water filters while the EPA orders Big Berkey to cease all sales. So these are the top two water filter companies, at least according to our testing. And I think we do some of the best testing in the world on these. So these are two top brands that are now wiped out. And I don't know if you can even buy a Big Berkey anywhere right now. I guess I should check. I mean, maybe somebody's taking orders but not able to ship. Let me look on Amazon. Let's just see if you can buy them on Amazon. I don't know. Well, I'm looking on Amazon and various vendors say they're selling them. I don't know if they're just selling whatever remaining inventory they have, or if they're unable to ship, or I don't know. Maybe the EPA order only affects the wholesale level to these vendors. But how about this? Let me play a couple of minutes for you from this, from Jim Shepherd, who's the owner of Berkey Water Filters. His interview with Emerald Robinson, because he's describing this in his own words, and it's absolutely shocking. I want you to know that I'm not making this up, that this is a real thing, that the EPA has targeted Big Berkey at the same time that AquaPail has been wiped out of supply, which is also the same time that more engineered disasters or geoengineering, for example, are being unleashed against the American people. It's like there's an actual conspiracy to make sure that the American people can't get water filters, or at least can't get them as easily as more disasters are being unleashed against us. But check out this segment of this video interview between Jim Shepherd and Emerald Robinson. Here we go.
So what's going on here, Jim? Why is the EPA suddenly coming after you and saying you have to, it should be considered part of pesticides instead of water filters?
Well, it's nice to talk with you, Emerald, and it's kind of an interesting story. I was talking with my EPA consultant last year in May, and he told me that the EPA was, because of COVID-19, they were considering reinterpreting their regulations and making water filters that are capable of removing virus pesticides. And so I asked him, I said, well, what kind of guidance are they giving us about it? You know, because we don't know what, what we need to do in a situation like this. And he goes, well, they're being very tight-lipped and they're giving absolutely no guidance. And then about the same time, we got confirmation from the EPA that we were an exempt device. And so we really didn't think too much about it. And then all of a sudden in December, the EPA started issuing stop sale orders to our dealers. And then they went to our manufacturers and vendors and started shutting them down. And so we're kind of in this crazy reinterpretation phase of the EPA where somehow, and this logic is so bent, I don't quite understand it, but because of the threat of COVID-19 being in the water, they want to make water filters that remove virus unavailable to the American people, and that's kind of where we stand.
Wow, did you hear that? Can you believe this? Because Big Berkey water filters can remove... This is what Jim Shepherd, the founder, was just explaining. Because these filters can remove COVID from water, the EPA wants to ban their sale to make sure that people can't remove COVID from the water supply. I mean, this is insane. This is insane. But again, our government is at war against us. This is kind of like a water safety 9/11, if you think about it. It's a government engineered attack on the American people to result in the deaths of innocent Americans. And it's being deliberately engineered by a rogue government that is at war with us. And it's at a time when the water supply in America is more compromised than ever before. Because, of course, of deteriorating infrastructure. There's lead in water supplies. There's copper. The water systems are vulnerable to acts of terrorism and sabotage. And nuclear fallout is a very real possibility because, of course, our insane State Department is trying to whip up World War III with Russia. And if there's nuclear fallout, you know, you're going to have radioisotope particles in the water supply, folks, such as cesium-137, which is why I ran those tests in the lab. By the way, at no cost to any of those water filter manufacturers. I did it for free. I bought all the filters. Well, except a couple of companies did donate filters for that purpose. But the others I bought. And we released that information publicly because of the war with Russia. Because we want the American people to be prepared. Well, the EPA wants the American people to not be prepared. They actually want the American people to die. Which actually explains the behavior of virtually every federal agency right now. The FDA? Oh, clearly they want you to die. This is why they attacked ivermectin, for God's sake. They don't want you to take something that can save your life. You know, CDC, oh, they want you to die. ATF, they want you to be disarmed and killed by violent criminals. You know, it just goes on and on. USDA, attacking farmers and the food supply. They want you to starve to death. You know, like they're attacking the Amish farmers now. It's insane. Yeah, the EPA wants you to die. Isn't it astonishing that this is the same EPA? I mean, they're banning Big Berkey water filter sales, calling it a pesticide, but they approve pesticides for sale. So you can go to, you know, Home Depot and you can buy pesticides over the counter. Pesticides that are extremely dangerous, by the way, for humans and pets and children and aquatic ecosystems. But the EPA has no problem with those being available, but you're not allowed to buy a water filter now that removes COVID from the water. Think about that. Folks, they're not even hiding their agenda any longer. They just outright want you to die. Which is, you know, why it's critical to get this kind of gear in advance. And hopefully if you're listening to this, you probably already have a Big Berkey, at least one, if not more, and maybe some other water filters as well. But I can guarantee you that after people learn about this, there's going to be a rush on water filters. I mean, that's just absolutely going to happen. And I don't think we can sell Big Berkeys at this point. We can't sell the Aqua Pails either. We don't carry Zero Water. So, you know, I'm not saying this to try to generate sales or anything for us. I think we're dead in the water on this. But for those of you listening, check your water supply situation. If you can still get a Big Berkey, then most definitely do that. But also be aware that Amazon.com is a hub for counterfeit Berkey water filters. I mean, it needs to be stated. Because there was some, I forgot who it was, some guy or some small group that was attacking Big Berkey, I don't know, a year ago or something, and saying, oh, the filters don't work. Those were counterfeit filters. Yeah, there are all kinds of counterfeit filters, as you can imagine. Because, you know, Chinese companies, typically, they try to counterfeit everything. And Amazon.com is the counterfeit hub for retail sales. It doesn't mean everything's counterfeit there, but a whole lot of stuff is counterfeit. Whereas eBay is the hub for stolen goods. You know that, right? So my point is, if you want to get a water filter right now, make sure that you get an authentic branded filter of a brand that you trust from a retailer that you trust, and that I do not trust Amazon. I do not trust Amazon. You just don't know if it's real. And even Amazon acknowledges they have a massive problem with counterfeiting. So if I were going to buy one of these filters, I would want to get it straight from Big Berkey or one of their tier one dealers. But I believe those sales have been halted. Although if you hunt around, you might find some that are still available. I'm not sure. Again, we're reaching out to Jim Shepard, the founder of Berkey Water Filters, to invite him on for an interview to help clarify this. I hope I haven't misspoken. I'm saying all this with positive intentions. I'm not trying to get anything wrong here. I'm actually trying to raise the alarm on the insane EPA. And also, I mean, we need to demand that the EPA back off of this rule so that Big Berkey sales can be restored, so that people can get these systems so that they can have clean water, so they can remove COVID, or they can remove cesium, or they can remove lead. Because the disasters aren't slowing down, folks. The storms aren't stopping. They're getting worse. We need reliable systems to filter water, obviously. And the EPA is standing in the way of that. And they need to back off. I mean, frankly, the whole federal government needs to back off. Because all they want to do now is kill everybody. I mean, it's just a murder regime at this point. It's an extermination agenda. I mean, they're actually opposed to clean water now. I mean, literally, they are opposed to clean water. Just like Bill Gates and the environmental movement now, they're cutting down 70 million acres of trees and calling it a way to save the planet from climate change. So now, environmentalism means clear-cutting trees, murdering millions of acres of trees, and the Environmental Protection Agency is opposed to clean water. I mean, think how freaking insane things have become at this point. And the FDA doesn't want you to take ivermectin because that might stop COVID as well. You understand? You see the common thread here? They want to push COVID, and whatever is COVID 2.0. They want to make sure the American people are defenseless against it. This is why I think it was the FTC went after a couple of chiropractors and sued them. One chiropractor was sued for over $1 billion because he had made claims about, I believe it was vitamin D and zinc, that he had claimed could treat COVID. And they went after him and extracted a settlement, by the way, a greatly reduced settlement, but they won over $1 billion. Why is the government attacking everything? You know, water filters, ivermectin, supplements, anything that might actually work to clean the water or to boost immune function or provide additional defenses. Why is the government attacking all those things? And the answer should be crystal clear, because there's another COVID 9/11 type event coming. And I can guarantee you it's going to be the government itself airdropping or releasing an aerosolized bioweapon in major U.S. cities. And if you recall, they ran these tests in New York City. What was it, about a year ago, year and a half ago? I forgot when it was. It was the Department of Defense with the, I think there was FBI involved. I know local law enforcement in New York City was involved. And they even issued a public press release. They said, do not be alarmed if you see officials wearing hazmat suits in the subway system or in the city parks or in buildings. We're testing the aerosolized vectors to defend the city against chemical attacks. Right. No, they're not testing to defend the city. They're running tests to attack the city. They're just testing their next attack to see where's the most effective place for them to put the aerosolized chemical weapons, biological weapons, whatever it's going to be, maybe radiological weapons. They're perfecting their attack on the citizens of New York City. Do you have any doubt at this point that the government is waging a war against you? I mean, the DOD developed COVID and then they sent it off to China for gain of function. And then they brought it back and unleashed it on the population. And then they murdered over 1 million people with the vaccines. They murdered probably hundreds of thousands in the hospitals with the ventilators and the remdesivir. while they were blocking ivermectin and blocking all the supplements and anything that might work. They were blocking it all, just like they're doing now. They are waging a war of mass death targeting the American people, and the EPA is part of it. By the way, I almost hate to mention this, but you know what else purifies water and kills COVID and kills all kinds of pathogens and bacteria? I mean, technically, you can't really say COVID is alive. You know, I wouldn't say viruses are living, but you denature them. But you know what works? You know what purifies water that the government has been routinely attacking? Chlorine dioxide, yeah. And the last time I mentioned this company that I guess I'll mention them again. Last time I mentioned them, it caused a 6-week backlog of orders of chlorine dioxide tablets. They sell little pouches of 500 tablets. And each tablet, I think, is 1 gram. And you put it in a container of water. And you got to check the directions on their website. Use different volumes of water to achieve different PPM of the chlorine dioxide. Anyway, when you dissolve this tablet in the water, it generates water-soluble, you know, chlorine gas or chlorine dioxide in a gaseous form, which travels through the water and it just obliterates pathogens. And then over time, it just gases off. And this has been used, of course, as odor fighter in the automobile industry and all kinds of like disaster recovery things. If you have like smoke odors or cat urine odors or mold odors or anything, you can take a bucket of water and you can toss in a bunch of these tablets and just let it go to work in a house or in a vehicle or whatever. I mean, again, check the directions, use it safely. It's not safe to inhale, obviously, the chlorine gas, but I use this stuff all the time. And it kills odors like nothing else. One day my dog had a little diarrhea accident not far from where I'm recording right now. And man, it's a long story of what they got into, but one of my dogs diarrheaed inside. And so I had to clean up the diarrhea. And even before I did that, I just got out a bucket of water. I threw about 10 chlorine dioxide tablets in there. Set that bucket right next to the diarrhea and let the chlorine gas just start to kill those odors. And it went to work immediately. And it made it a lot more merciful to clean up that mess. But the company is called Safrax, S-A-F-R-A-X, .com. S-A-F as in, F as in Frank, R-A-X. I think I've got that right. I better confirm. SAFRAX.com. Safrax. Yeah, here we go. They are not a sponsor. They've never paid me anything. I am a customer. And if you go onto their website, safrax.com, you can see it eliminates bacteria, viruses, algae, biofilm, mold, odor. And they're used in agriculture, horticulture, livestock, and poultry in the cannabis industry. It helps keep baby chicks healthy. It kills a bunch of infectious diseases in baby chicks. It's used against E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, everything. It's used in fruits and vegetables processing. It's used in supermarket solutions that are sprayed on fresh produce. It's used in food processing, all kinds of stuff, the dairy industry, on and on. And again, you can buy these bags from them, at least. I don't know how backlogged they are now, or maybe they're not, but you can buy these bags for like, I think it was like $30. Oh gosh, I'm looking at their store and they're saying they're still 2 to 4 weeks behind because of me. Okay. Well, all right. So they're 2 to 4 weeks behind. There you go. Because of my podcast. But look, the Safrax company has an amazing product. And I'm just going to plug them again because of the water filter situation with the EPA. I mean, the EPA is trying to make sure you can't get a water filter now. And I think it is prudent. I think it is wise to get chlorine dioxide so that you can treat water if that's all you have. And These tablets are really portable. You can put them in your go bag, and you got to keep them away from the air. They'll absorb moisture. So you have to have them in an airtight container. They're very affordable. They're very effective. I use them all the time. I use them with my animal water containers and everything else. And again, I've never received a dime from this company. In fact, all I've done is probably create headaches for them by continuing to mention their name. But anyway, here we go again. I should probably place another order because I only have one case of their tablets. And now I'm not sure that's enough. I might have to share a lot of these with, you know, neighbors, and depending on what kind of disasters come along. But anyway, my point is, chlorine dioxide is one alternative to purifying water. But again, just use it as directed, you know, read all the safety precautions, and, you know, there's a certain amount of time you have to wait, and there's certain concentrations that are safe, certain concentrations that are not safe. And I'm not here promoting this for internal use, by the way. I'm talking about it for, you know, water purification. So that being said, we're living in a time where I believe that if you want to survive all the forms of terrorism that are being unleashed against we the people, which includes financial terrorism, it includes the takedown of the energy infrastructure in order to create shortages of energy. In fact, man, there's another story. This is unreal. In fact, there's another story here. Here we go. The Biden regime is going to cancel 7 oil and gas leases in an area of Alaska known as the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, leases that were legally awarded from a sale in 2021. So the government, I mean, I'm getting off track. I'll come back to this. But the point is, the government under Biden is dismantling the energy infrastructure and creating shortages and banning water filters and destroying the value of the dollar with money printing and, you know, causing shortages and food inflation and so much more at a time when people are more desperate than ever before. I mean, this is a kind of warfare against the American people, and it's completely insane. I mean, I've called it ecological terrorism, by the way, what's being done against us. You know, you think about Bill Gates killing 70 million acres of trees, 70 million acres in the United States, slashing 70 million acres of trees to death and calling it good for the planet. It's completely insane. I remember the first Lord of the Rings movie. What year was that? Like 2000 or 2001? And do you recall which side, was it the good side or the bad side, that was slashing and burning all the trees? Oh, it was the evil orcs and Sauron and then Saruman and the Eye of Sauron, all that. Yeah, they were slashing and burning all the trees because they're evil. Now, who's slashing and burning all the trees? Bill Gates and the environmentalists. Because they're orcs. I mean, they're evil like orcs. You know, I know that's odd to cite Lord of the Rings, but Lord of the Rings, you know, when that was written, there was a lot more common sense in the world. Everybody knows that if you want to have a green world, you got to honor the trees. You know, where do you think the term tree hugger came from? You got to keep the trees alive, for God's sake. They also filter the air, you know, they provide habitat for birds and insects and all kinds of things. I've talked about this before. But now the environmentalist movement via Bill Gates are slashing and burning and killing trees. Well, and they're also, by the way, sucking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. A terraforming operation. I've talked about this extensively. CO2 is necessary for photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the source of energy for all plants. Or I should say all plants that use photosynthesis. All plants that are green, which is most plants, okay? So without photosynthesis, you don't have crops. You have global famine. Trees can't grow without photosynthesis. So, you know, I guess it's not enough for them to suck the CO2 out of the atmosphere. Maybe that's not going fast enough. So they're just going to slash and burn all the trees. These people are insane. They're also weaponizing the weather systems, causing droughts, causing floods, causing superstorms, steering storms into intended targets in order to cause maximum economic damage and sabotage of the supply chain. Do you realize this Hurricane Lee? If this thing crashes into the East Coast anywhere, it might hit New York City, might hit Boston. We don't know yet. Too early to tell. But if this crashes anywhere in that region of the East Coast, the supply chain is going to be disrupted for months. I mean, oh, another coincidence? Yeah, I think not. So it's a good time right now to just check your water supply situation. Have you stored some water? Do you know how to treat it? Again, chlorine dioxide is absolutely key. Some people treat water with bleach. I wouldn't want to drink that. You know, bleach is sodium hypochlorite. Chlorine dioxide is not bleach, by the way. Chlorine dioxide is, well, chlorine dioxide. That's why it has a different name, because it's a different molecule. And chlorine dioxide is a widely used and very safe treatment for water purification. But make sure that you are squared away on your water treatment in case you lose your water supply, especially if you're in a city. You need, what's the minimum that a person needs per day? I mean, bare minimum, 10 gallons a day. You know, just for basics. You know, washing your face, flushing a toilet, you know, cooking a bowl of soup or whatever. You need 10 gallons a day. And most people use more like 50 gallons a day, by the way. So if you store 100 gallons, which is quite a lot to store, that's only going to last you, you know, 10 days, even if you're rationing the water. And that's for one person. So you can buy those like bathtub bags. It's a giant bag that fills up the space of your bathtub. If you have a bathtub and then you fill it and it's got like 100 gallons. So that's one way to store 100 gallons. Or you can fill up, I don't know, old milk jugs or soda bottles or whatever, or get yourself some barrels or drums. But you need to square away your water supply. By the way, if you didn't check my special weekend broadcast about New Mexico and the insane, crazed, tyrannical governor who has lost her mind, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, on Friday, she declared the Second Amendment was null and void in two counties in New Mexico. She said that no one's allowed to carry guns openly or concealed, even concealed carry permit holders. Not allowed, because she says that there's just too much gun violence, and therefore the answer is to take away guns from people who follow the laws, which I know makes no sense whatsoever. Well, over the weekend, some really good things happened. The number one thing that happened was that the New Mexico Attorney General said that he will not comply, will not charge people, will not enforce the emergency order because it's blatantly unconstitutional. So it's like, well, and then California Congressman, a Democrat, Representative Ted Lieu, said that it's crazy. He said, you can't do that. Well, I'm paraphrasing. He said, quote, "This order from the governor of New Mexico violates the U.S. Constitution. No state in the union can suspend the federal constitution. There is no such thing as a state public health emergency exception to the U.S. Constitution," said Ted Lieu. And my jaw just about hit the floor. I'm like, wow, Democrats are suddenly making sense. Was there a portal to another dimension that manifested over the weekend and like the alternate Ted Lieu walked through? Did the good Lieu from another dimension come in and then start making sense all of a sudden? Apparently so. Because the Ted Lieu that lives in our world would never say that. Because he's the Earth Ted Lieu is a nut job. But whatever Ted Lieu said this, it must be from, you know, the dimension of goodness or something. Anyway, then also there were two organizations that filed lawsuits over the weekend. I think Gun Owners of America was one of them. And also two representatives in New Mexico, Stefani Lord and John Block openly called for the impeachment of the governor, which I fully support, if not her arrest. Her arrest. She should be arrested by state troopers, I think. But now over the weekend, she doubled down. She doubled down because she's a psychopath, power-hungry lunatic. So she replied to Ted Lieu, you know, from the alternate dimension. She said, "Hey, Ted, conceal and open carry are state laws that I have jurisdiction over," she claims. "If you're really interested in helping curb gun violence, I'd welcome you to join our next police academy class," she said. So she's not apologizing. She's not backing off. Hey, crazy psycho Governor Grisham, you do not have jurisdiction over the Second Amendment. You do not. People have a constitutional right to open carry firearms, by the way. And proving that, the gun owners openly defied Governor Grisham's gun emergency order. They held a rally in Albuquerque over the weekend, carrying their rifles and the American flag. I love it. And the Gadsden flags. And they were shouting, "This will not stand. We will not comply." One speaker, I'm reading now from the Gateway Pundit, which covered this. One of the speakers encouraged the gun owners to show up every day in defiance of Grisham's executive order. Police did not enforce any fines or make arrests of any kind. There's apparently a $5,000 fine for violating the psychopathic governor's illegal order. But the police were like, "Nah, we're not going to enforce this bull crap." Even the cops know their own governor's a psychopath. But did you know that the order, the emergency order signed by the governor, also prohibits firearms on all state property, including schools and parks? So do you realize what Governor Grisham just did? She just declared schools and parks to be, well, shooting galleries for children. Or I should say, shooting galleries for criminals to shoot children. That's probably more accurate, but she just did that. She just announced to all the criminals and all the would-be mass shooters and other psychopaths beyond herself, all the crazy people, crazy violent lunatics in New Mexico now know that if they want to carry out a mass shooting, thanks to Governor Grisham, all they have to do is go to a park or a school. Because again, this whole gun-free zone nonsense never made any sense. It's irrational, doesn't work, and it's not going to work here. So Governor Grisham just put children in danger. She is working with the criminals. Understand? She just gave the criminals, she just handed them a free-for-all shooting spree opportunity in the schools and in the parks. And if there's a mass shooting in a school in New Mexico, who should we blame? Oh, yeah, Governor Grisham, because she's working for the criminals instead of against them. She's creating conditions that almost encourage the murder of children while she's claiming that she has to protect children by taking away the constitutional rights of everybody else. I mean, that's her logic, which non-logic. Is that to protect the rights of two, three, or four people, she can trample the rights of millions of people. This is the way Democrats think. They're psychopaths, lunatics. And frankly, they should be removed from office through due process and the rule of law. That's why I think she should be arrested and charged with violating the civil rights of the people of New Mexico, violating the Constitution. A complicity with criminals. I mean, if you can charge Trump in Virginia for an insurrection that is completely made up, was run by the FBI, then surely there's a way to charge Governor Grisham for collusion with criminals. That's what should happen, in my opinion. We'll see. Hey, by the way, speaking of firearms, remember the Liberty Safe Company? A few days ago, Liberty Safe, you know, they handed over the unlock code to one of their customers, to the FBI. You know, they just said, here, FBI, have the code. And the FBI marches in, arrests this guy, and types in the code and opens their safe and just loots the guy's stuff because the Liberty Safe Company went along with that. Yeah. Well, guess what? Charlie Kirk did some digging, and he found out that Liberty Safe Company is owned by Monomoy Capital Partners, which is a radical left-wing East Coast investment firm, found that they had made $400,000 in donations over the last 10 donation cycles for political campaigns, and they donated exclusively to Democrats like John Fetterman and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. And the CEO of Liberty Safe, Justin Hillenbrand, is a founding partner of Monomoy and donated to Obama. And so this so-called Liberty Safe Company, which obviously doesn't believe in liberty and doesn't keep your stuff safe, and they always position themselves as, like, you know, patriots, and they have safes with names like Lincoln and whatever. They're all liberals. All liberals. And they take your money and they donate it to psychopathic liberal candidates like John Fetterman. So if you want to support left-wing lunatics in public office and you don't mind your safe code being handed over to the FBI without your permission, well, go ahead and buy another Liberty Safe. This Liberty Safe has become the Bud Light of the safe industry. Now, they don't even believe in liberty. That's astonishing. And you know how everything the Democrats run, they run into the ground and destroy? You know how you have, like, the big Nordstrom store closed down in, what was it? Was it San Francisco or Los Angeles, wherever it was? Closed down recently, boarded up, gone. Too much shoplifting. Well, guess who just closed down? Nike. It's big store in Portland, Northeast Portland. It's called a community store. It's done. They've permanently shut it down. They say, we are permanently closing our location at 2650 Northeast Martin Luther King Boulevard, or Junior Boulevard, and considering future locations, blah, blah, blah. So Nike, which of course is, you know, strongly affiliated with Portland, Oregon, can't even run a store in Portland, Oregon. Why? Well, because of the liberal policies that Nike supports. Because they give to liberal causes. And then those liberals, you know, defund the police and let criminals loose on the streets. And there's so much shoplifting and drug abuse and violence on the streets. And then the city councils, you know, order police. You can't arrest people for committing rapes and murders, you know, things like that. And you got the George Soros funded DAs that just let everybody loose, unless you're a conservative, in which case, guilty, guilty, guilty. But if you're just some, you know, radical left wing violent lunatic, oh, back on the streets in no time. Go commit more murders. Folks, this is a globalist plan to destroy the United States of America, its cities, the safety of the cities, and the economies of the cities. This is a deliberate plan. This is like 9/11 across the whole country. It's just a slower version of 9/11. Instead of airplanes flying into buildings and then them using, you know, controlled demolition to bring down Building 7, this is controlled economic demolition to bring down America's cities one by one. And by the way, Nike even admits a lot of this. There was a letter that Nike sent to Mayor Ted Wheeler, again, another radical left-wing libtard mayor. This was in February of this year. Nike officials confirmed that the store had to be closed due to, quote, deteriorating public safety conditions and rapid escalation in retail theft. I wonder why that's happening. Because you're living in a Democrat-controlled city and you're living under controlled economic demolition. Controlled economic demolition. That's what's happening. It's all on purpose. Let me explain something here. You know how these globalists make their fortunes? Look, let's zoom out to the big picture. They bet against the currency of a nation, like, let's say, Yugoslavia. Or Kosovo or whatever. They bet against the currency of a nation, and then they use these social engineering methods and false flag operations and bribery and all these other techniques to destroy that nation and have it plunge into internal strife, civil war, and revolution. And as this is happening, the domestic currency collapses, and then those who bet against it make a fortune, you know, tens of billions of dollars worth of profits typically as the currency collapses. So if you want to know what's happening to America right now from a globalist perspective, it's very simple. There are some deep-pocketed people that have made massive bets against the dollar. And you can probably guess who some of those people are. But in order to, of course, reap the rewards of those bets, they have to destroy the dollar, which is not really an easy thing to do, especially given that other currencies are often worse off and the dollar is still kind of holding its own globally compared to other currencies like the euro or the yen. So they really have to do something major to destroy the dollar from within. They need a civil war. Why do you think New Mexico Governor Grisham was ordered to declare the Second Amendment null and void? Because she's trying to provoke a civil war. Why do you think the government of America is waging war against the people, like the EPA banning water filters that remove COVID from the water supply? Why? Because they want a civil war. Why is Biden shutting down oil exploration, energy, infrastructure? Because they want massive scarcity of energy. They want the gas stations to run dry. They want transportation to be halted. Again, this is controlled economic demolition of America because somebody has placed tens of billions of dollars worth of bets, you know, currency bets in essence, against the U.S. dollar, and they need America to implode to make themselves even more wealthy. And we have a pretty good idea who those individuals and institutions are. Now, China and many other countries, by the way, are buying up record amounts of physical gold, which is another way to bet against failing currencies, by the way. And so, you know, that effort is going to pay off big for China and India and whoever else is doing that, and Russia, obviously. But there are leveraged bets against the dollar that will pay off more like 10 to 1 or even greater, 20 to 1. And that's being done right now through a variety of complex mechanisms, while at the same time, this effort to destroy America from within is being funded by these globalist organizations that stand to profit from the collapse of the country. For example, who do you think funds Antifa? Who do you think funded Black Lives Matter? BLM. You know, who do you think does this? How is it that Antifa are bussed from city to city and are always wearing masks so you can't identify them, of course, but how is this transportation all set up? Where do they get all the people for the protests, especially when Trump was in the Oval Office? How did these protests just happen to have all the equipment they needed and all the transportation they needed and all the signage, which was all the same? How do they show up? Well, it's all funded. They recruit actors. And then these actors are bussed from city to city to create the illusion of a revolution, of a protest, to try to bring down the country. This has been done in Yugoslavia, in fact, and many other countries around the world. In fact, this was done in Ukraine in 2014. So that the West could carry out kind of an overthrow and control over Ukraine and put Zelensky in place. And you know what's happened since then. So this is a standard tactic of Western nations to target other nations to be overthrown with color revolutions that are actually funded by deep state operations or sometimes globalist organizations. But now the United States of America is the target. The U.S. dollar is going to be brought down in a controlled demolition. Precisely because it will transfer wealth from the hands of the American people into the hands of the connected globalist elite who position themselves in the correct instruments. For example, real estate or gold or bets against the dollar. Whereas the average American is holding dollars in the bank account, you know, savings account, checking account, treasuries, what have you. And those dollar denominations or dollar assets are going to plunge toward worthlessness as this engineered event reaches a certain, you know, threshold. In September of 2001, they brought down the Twin Towers and Building 7 in order to gain power and destroy evidence. But now, today, 22 years later, they're willing to bring down an entire nation in order to impoverish the American people and to assume the assets, to seize control over those assets, to loot the nation, in essence, and put those assets in the hands of the few who are properly positioned and even have names that are kind of an admission of what they're all about, BlackRock. I mean, think about it. So all they need, by the way, to take down the entire banking system, all they need is just one more engineered event. It could be, you know, COVID pandemic 2.0. It could be escalation with Russia and then a self-induced cyber attack on the banking infrastructure to be blamed on Russia. Oh, all the banks went down. All our money disappeared. Turn on the news. What happened? The news says Russia did it. Oh, Russia stole all your money. It's Putin's fault. Really? How did Putin steal my bank account? Why would Putin want dollars when Russia can't even use dollars? Because they're cut off from the SWIFT system. Russia doesn't want dollars? Believe me, there's an event coming that's going to impoverish the masses at a scale that you've never seen before. And that event will have the effect of causing, well, spilling into the streets of millions of impoverished, newly impoverished people who will be losing their minds with anger and frustration. It's not going to be just conservatives. It's going to be liberals. It's going to be liberals spilling into the streets, marching against their own government and their own banks and screaming, where's my damn money? You know, what happened with Bernie Madoff and the collapse of that Ponzi scheme, that's nothing. Even the 2008 subprime mortgage collapse, that's nothing compared to what's coming. It's going to be a systemic cascading collapse of dollar-denominated assets in the banking system. Oh, by the way, did you know that JP Morgan is now working on a new blockchain token in order to carry out international settlement trades? And this token is backed only by JP Morgan. It's kind of like JP Morgan is creating its own national currency, like a nation level currency. You know, JP Morgan is by far the largest bank in America. I don't know how many tens of billions of dollars or hundreds of billions they have under their control, but they now are playing around with a new blockchain technology to have a basically a JP Morgan coin, which, let's just be honest, we got to call it, because of their ties to Jeffrey Epstein, we should just call it pedo coin. So pretty soon you'll be able to buy pedo coins and support the sex trafficking money laundering operation of JP Morgan, by the way. And you'll be able to, I guess, buy and sell internationally using pedo coin. I mean, you'll never see the client list of Jeffrey Epstein, right? Because he didn't kill himself. But JP Morgan will have its own currency that'll probably end up being one of the safe havens for the connected wealthy elite who will escape the dollar just in time, you know, before the implosion, because there's always a warning given to those who are in the proper circles of knowledge and power, right? Just like before Oklahoma City, certain high-level people in the FBI were told, you know, don't go to work today, don't show up, you know, just stay home. And then, you know, kaboom, another government false flag operation blew up the FBI office, Oklahoma City. And then they, of course, had a convenient scapegoat ready to go. Timothy McVeigh, you know, conservative, veteran, gun owner. Yeah, total setup job. The history that you think you know is all fiction. It's all been a Truman Show, all theater, all the time, including 9/11, Oklahoma City, all of it. But anyway, there's more coming. And this is a controlled economic demolition of America. And for people who don't realize what's happening, they will lose almost everything. It will all be taken from them, and they will end up destitute in the land that their forefathers once conquered. They will have nothing. They will have no house. They will have no gold, no silver, no bank account, no vehicles. They'll be living in a 15-minute city, which is just a polite way to describe a prison camp, basically. It's a prison campus, maybe. You know, you're not allowed to have a car. You can walk certain places. Your digital wallet is controlled by the central bank. You're allowed a certain amount of universal basic income. And if you speak out against the government, then your income is cut off. That's what's coming. It's the total enslavement and extermination of billions of people across the planet. That effort has begun. And part of the reason New Mexico, the governor, is trying a test balloon of this gun confiscation thing is because these globalists, they still haven't figured out how to take the guns from the American people. They're still working on that one. It's like, how do we take the guns, man? It's just these gun nuts won't give them up. I have to pry it out of my cold, dead hands, and all this. But no, of course, Second Amendment people aren't giving up their guns, especially not now. Not when the tyrants are all out advertising their tyranny every day. They're not even hiding it anymore. You're never going to give up your guns now. So this is the conundrum of the globalists. They haven't figured out how to get people to give up their guns. They tried this in New Mexico over the weekend. Total blowback, total flop, didn't work. The governor's a lunatic. The backlash is huge, and it's continuing. The American people are not giving up their guns. The California legislature just passed a new tax, another tax, 11% tax on all guns, firearms, and ammunition. So what's that going to do? That's going to cause people to move out of California and buy more guns. Did you know? I think it was August, maybe July or August. 2 million guns sold in America in 1 month. 2 million guns in 1 month. People are buying more guns than ever before. And I don't know what ammo sales look like, but I would guess that they're very strong as well, because you got to have ammo if you have a firearm. More than ever, people are realizing they need their Second Amendment rights. They also need their First Amendment rights, and that we're all living under a tyrannical terrorist regime that is directly attempting to mass murder the American people and to cause an economic implosion that will lead to homelessness, destitution, famine, violence, desperation, disease, and much more. And it's all a blueprint, and it's all happening in real time every day. You can see it, like with the EPA's decision to ban water filters or the FDA's decision to ban ivermectin. You can see it. These are designed to kill Americans. And the U.S. empire's efforts, by the way, to try to bully the entire world, to try to dominate the world and pillage the resources of all the nations of the world, because that's what the U.S. empire has been doing for decades. Well, just hit another major failure, as Huawei Technologies out of China has just released, surprise, a new processor for their phone called the Mate phone. I don't know if you pronounce it Mate or Mate. I don't know. But it's a 7-nanometer processor, which is supposed to be impossible for China to manufacture because the U.S. unleashed massive economic sanctions against China, especially against Huawei. But these sanctions also prohibited China from purchasing microprocessor fabrication technology from European providers or other providers all over the world who adhere to, Western control. And so the U.S. thought that with China, you know, we broke their back. Like, Huawei's never going to be able to make microprocessors again. Just like the U.S. thought that by destroying Nord Stream, that they would, you know, gut the Russian economy. Oh, we destroyed the Russian economy. The ruble will turn to rubble. Remember that? Yeah, Russia's done. Russia's finished. Their economy is in shambles. They can't make anything. We're going to beat them in no time in the war, right? Remember all that crap? Meanwhile, Russian tank factories are churning out 10 tanks a day while the U.S. can't even manufacture artillery munitions. I mean, what a joke. So Huawei just rolled out in a surprise announcement that just sent shockwaves through the whole world, a 7-nanometer processor in their Mate 60 Pro smartphone, and just blew away the whole world. And so now the U.S. Commerce Secretary is trying to figure out, like, what happened? She says, quote, "We're working to obtain more information on the character and composition of the 7-nanometer chip. Let's be clear, export controls are just one tool in the U.S. government's toolbox to address the national security threats presented by the People's Republic of China. The restrictions in place since 2019, she says, have knocked Huawei down and forced it to reinvent itself." Well, that's exactly what they did, you crazy psycho. They reinvented themselves. They built their own microchip fabrication equipment. Jeez, I mean, the U.S. officials are the dumbest morons on the planet. And they're so arrogant, they think that Russians are stupid and they think that Chinese are stupid. You know, I got news for you. Both the Russians and the Chinese are smarter than the idiots in the Biden administration. Or frankly, most of the idiots at every level of government in America. America is not a country with a government of high IQ people. They have high corruption scores. They're very high on the immorality. They're high on bribery. They're probably high on crack, but they're not high on IQ scores. Chinese can outsmart the American officials without even trying. Same thing with the Russians. I mean, the Russians just said, oh, okay, well, you cut us off from SWIFT. You stole $300 billion of our money. Okay, well, guess what? We'll just invest in Russia. And so they built more factories and they expanded mining and resource extraction, and they're sitting on all this energy. And Russia just basically built this massive infrastructure of self-reliance and sustainability that makes them resilient against economic sanctions. And China learned from that. I'm probably watching that. China's like, well, we'll just do the same. So China's building its own fabrication equipment for microchips. And you know why this is critical to understand? What's the big deal about this? Because one of the key arguments about why China needed Taiwan was because of the Taiwan Semiconductor Company. That it was believed, until now, it was believed that China couldn't make these microprocessors and they had to have the Taiwan mega corporation that does this manufacturing, and also that the United States must protect Taiwan's microchip manufacturing facilities, because of course those microchips get exported to the U.S. and are used in U.S. weapons, by the way. There was even talk that if China invaded Taiwan, because China sees Taiwan as a breakaway state, right, or a breakaway nation, that the U.S. and Taiwan would sabotage the microprocessor plant. They would blow it up so that China couldn't get it. I mean, talk about a Building 7, you know, controlled demolition scenario. How much you want to bet the U.S. is probably over there with demolition teams, like, preparing to blow up Taiwan's semiconductor industry? Because they're lunatics. The U.S. lunatics are out of control. Well, China doesn't need Taiwan Semiconductor. China can make its own. And they just proved it. They have a 7-nanometer chip. Now, granted, you know, that's not the smallest, you know, microchip size measure on the world market today, but it's pretty darn close. And if China can do 7 nanometers, they can also do 5 nanometers with a little bit more time, a little bit more investment. Look, Chinese have some of the smartest engineers in the world, especially when it comes to manufacturing. Probably nobody in the whole world is as good at manufacturing as the Chinese. So once again, by sanctioning China, America, the bully, just made China stronger. Just like sanctioning Russia made Russia stronger. But who's getting weaker in all of this? The U.S., the dollar, Western Europe. Western Europe's headed for collapse. They've got no energy from Russia. The U.S. dollar is headed for collapse. The BRICS nations are rising up. And they're planning their own currency. You think BRICS nations are going to sit around and just let themselves be bullied by the U.S. empire and its weaponized dollar hegemony? No. They're already rolling out other plans, better plans, where they don't need the dollar. They don't need Western systems for microprocessor manufacturing. They don't need the West at all. You notice in all these cases, the U.S. is just trying to hurt everybody in the world. The U.S. is like, we want to destroy Russia. We want to destroy China. We want to destroy Libya. We want to destroy, Vietnam or North Korea or whoever is their current target. Well, right now it's the American people. We want to destroy the American people. And you notice in every case, it backfires and it just destroys the U.S. more. Because the U.S. is on its last legs. I mean, the U.S. is not even a first world nation anymore. If you look around most of the cities run by Democrats, those are third world conditions. There's feces running freely in the streets of San Francisco. Yeah. And many other Democrat cities. There's zombies walking around Philadelphia. I mean, Nike can't even keep a store open in Portland, Oregon, which used to be a nice city. Now it's a Democrat-run crap hole. Seattle, same story. Not only San Francisco, but Los Angeles. Think about these Democrat-controlled cities. Chicago, these are collapsed third-world cities. They have nothing left. The retailers are moving out. The rule of law has collapsed. The money is increasingly worthless every day, and food shortages are getting worse across the country. This does not have a good ending for America. The city of Moscow is pristine, shining, gleaming, first world city. Same thing with Beijing. I mean, look, I don't agree with the, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. I'm not saying that. But their cities are clean. They don't have drugged out zombies running around all over their streets. They don't have freaking pedophiles and drag queen story time getting hired to be school principals to molest the children. They wouldn't tolerate that in China or Russia. But we do it in America. Because America, today, it's occupied by an illegitimate government that was not elected, that lied, cheated, stole, rigged, printed ballots, whatever was necessary, and they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again because no one's stopping them. Because the rhinos have no backbone. No one's stopping them. They're going to rig the election in 2024. And it's all headed for collapse because, again, it's a controlled economic demolition of America on purpose because certain well-positioned elitists and globalists will earn maybe hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe trillions, I don't know, off this collapse that's being engineered. That's my assessment of it. Now, granted, people have different opinions and views, and you got to decide for yourself what you think is real, what's really happening, or the safest way to navigate all this. But I'm planning on a controlled demolition event that's going to take down the U.S. banking system. And as that event unfolds, it's going to be total chaos across the cities of America. And then you're going to have governors everywhere issuing emergency orders and trying to ban guns. Let's see how that goes down. And that's the time when you absolutely cannot give up your guns. When the violent zombies are running loose on the streets because the rule of law has absolutely collapsed. I think that day is coming. I also think, by the way, the U.S. military is going to be defeated in Ukraine just like Afghanistan. I think this is going to be Afghanistan 2.0, except much faster. I think there's going to be a breaking point where the American military, well, you know, the Ukrainian military, which is a proxy for the American military, is just absolutely routed, just destroyed. And there will be a panicked exit from territory, and the U.S. military will run away like they did in Afghanistan, and they'll just leave behind billions of dollars in equipment as the Russians take over more and more territory. That's probably how this ends. And it's the perfect little microcosm of American ignorance and arrogance to think that, oh, we'll just load up these amazing, you know, tanks, and even the British tank, you know, what's it called? The Challenger tank, one of which has already been destroyed, supposed to be invincible. Yeah. Well, it's all blown up now. And the German Leopard 2 tanks. I mean, what are they going to do? Roll out M1 Abrams tanks now in Ukraine? They're going to be burning steel husks on the plains of Ukraine, sadly. Because the arrogance is just off the charts. You know, the Americans, the American leadership, they don't listen to reason or reality. They don't assess anything that's happening in the real world. They just say, well, we're just going to roll in there and just, you know, defeat them Russians. And we're just going to break through their barriers and take their territory and drive all the way to Moscow and depose Putin. And so they try that, and then they hit landmines in the first 5 kilometers, you know. It's like kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. There goes your Bradleys. There goes your artillery. And then Russia's got all the drones, the Landsat drones, like, you know, terror from the sky. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Oh, there goes all your other command vehicles. There goes your anti-air vehicles. There goes your electronic warfare vehicles. It's all burning. Thousands of vehicles blown up by Russia, and America has made essentially zero progress in this so-called counteroffensive. Essentially zero. They've taken some tiny town on the first line of defense somewhere, and then the New York Times writes that up with all their propaganda. Americans have broken through Russian lines. The battle is turning in favor. No. They took an abandoned village. It was like 3 houses somewhere that nobody even knows where it is. This is going to end badly. The American military is going to be so shamed by the defeat after all this arrogance and hubris and, you know, talking about, oh, Russia is all outdated, they claim. The Russian soldiers don't know anything, and the Russians can't produce anything. Their economy is in shambles, and they don't know how to fight a war, and they're just throwing men at the front lines. No. America is just throwing equipment minefields, which is the dumbest thing ever. It's truly insane. The smart warriors in this are the Russians. They're playing it smart, methodical, calculated, defensive, willing to maneuver to save troops but give up territory when needed, but then adapting, while the Americans are just like, just throw more equipment at it. It'll work this time. No, it doesn't. It actually doesn't work. You know why America hasn't put M1 Abrams tanks into that fight? Because they don't want to see them burning on the evening news. That's why. The minute they put those tanks there, they're going to be burning. Russia will headline news every M1 Abrams tank that's burning. Russia will unleash a freaking firestorm of drones from the sky to come after American tanks. You know, Russia is actually building, you know, 10 factories to make drones. Russia's figured this out. Drones are game changers. They're changing the very nature of warfare, probably even more than, let's say, the Blitzkrieg tactic changed the nature of warfare in World War II. You know, spearheaded by the Germans in that case, or even the invention of the tank itself, how it changed warfare. The drone, you know, the kamikaze drone, as it's called, is changing warfare, and Russia is on top of this, and America is not. And there's no way that F-16s or M1A Abrams tanks or any of this other, you know, miraculous equipment is going to change the outcome of this at this point. You know, sorry to say, that's just a reality assessment. I mean, you notice every month or so, there's some new, you know, super weapon claim, like, this month we're going to roll out the HIMARS. You know, artillery system is going to change everything. And then they roll out the HIMARS, and then Russia blows up all the HIMARS. Oh, well, this month we're going to roll out the Patriot missile defense system. It's going to change everything. And then Russia just blows up all the Patriot missile systems. Yeah, now it's like, oh, we're going to roll out the ATACMS missile systems. It's going to change everything. You know, Russia's just going to attack them, your ATACMS, with their airborne ATACMS and destroy your ATACMS. And it's all BS. Oh, we're going to roll out F-16s. Where are you going to get the pilots? Where are you going to get the spare parts? Oh, we're going to roll out, you know, whatever, fill in the blank. The next miraculous piece of equipment, none of it matters. Because Russia can just blow it all up with their drones. So, you know, it's all been Western propaganda bullcrap for over a year now. What? When did that start? Yeah, well over a year. Year and a half. So here's a wild card in all of this. If America is defeated by Russia in 2024, it could dramatically affect the election. It could be so embarrassing for the Biden administration that even the press couldn't cover it all up, and the American people might be desperate for some form of change at that point. Now, see, the U.S. State Department is so arrogant and, you know, incompetent. They think they're going to win. They're not going to win. The only question is how badly they lose. And there's a very real risk that they're going to lose catastrophically with a chaotic, you know, exit like in Afghanistan. And that will not only destroy the Biden regime's chances of even competing in the 2024 election, if he's even around at that time, but it would also, of course, destroy the perception of America's ability to project military power all over the world, which is the only thing really backing the dollar. So all these other countries watching this, they're going to conclude, well, the American military is toothless. America is the paper tiger now. America can't project power, can't even defeat the Russians. You know, that's going to be the talk of the world. And the dollar is becoming worthless because the American empire keeps printing trillions and making everybody else's dollars increasingly worthless, you know, by the day. And America is a global bully running around the world, you know, trying to sabotage everybody else with sanctions. Oh, sanction you on this, sanction that, sanction everything. You do what we say or we're going to sanction you. Well, guess what? You know, the world is tired of living under that tyranny. They don't want a weaponized global reserve currency. The other nations of the world want their freedom to engage in their commercial activity, their trade, you know, their economic abundance in the way that they see fit. Turkey, India, Brazil, you know, you name it. So this is all going to change very, very rapidly, and it doesn't look good for the United States of America, because, of course, it's being deliberately destroyed. So that's my take on things. Controlled economic demolition of America is underway 22 years after 9/11, which was run by the government in order to destroy freedom in America and to expand the surveillance state that has now been weaponized against the people. Weaponized to, by the way, rig elections, among other things, and to spy on everybody and to persecute targeted people like Trump and those around him. So let me give a couple of plugs here about some things that could help you get prepared. That is, if you agree with any part of this, make your own assessment, do your own research. These are my opinions. This is what I think is happening. And this is what I'm preparing to see roll out. So, of course, backup communications are critical. Satellite phone stores are a sponsor in that space. SAT123.com. They make satellite phones very affordable. You don't have to shell out $1,000 for the phone. You just pay a monthly fee for the minutes that, and you get the phone for free after either 12 or 24 months of that contract. And your minutes roll over month to month. So you can save them up and use them in an emergency. And believe me, you're going to have emergencies. Lots of opportunities to use those minutes. They also have the Bivy Sticks, the two-way satellite text messaging devices. You can find out about those at SAT123.com. And remember, all that stuff works even when the power grid goes down. And then our gold and silver sponsor, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. And understand, I'm not predicting that gold and silver are going to go up or down. All I'm saying is that the dollar is going to collapse, and we need to look at assets that tend to just preserve value throughout history. Well, gold and silver are strongly in that category. And having physical gold and silver, or you can have it stored in a vault, or you can have it in your IRA. It's IRS approved through Treasure Island. They'll set that up for you. Contact them at metalswithmike.com. Check out their real-time prices. You can see the prices right there on their website. And the reason the prices are so good is because, you know, they're very competitive and they don't pay me any affiliate commission whatsoever. I don't earn anything off sales. So you're going to get the very best price and discreet insured delivery and outstanding customer service. I've been working with them for years. They'll treat you right. So again, metalswithmike.com will get you there. And you can also see my photo from like 15 years ago. We need to get that updated. I am now older than what that picture looks like, it turns out. Especially after living through COVID. Didn't we all age rapidly during COVID? I think so. And then finally, if you want to get squared away with storable food that is lab tested and certified organic, of course, we've got it at healthrangerstore.com. And I'm not talking about just the processed, you know, textured soy protein garbage that's out there. I'm talking real food, freeze-dried organic fruits, which are missing from most people's storable food supply. Organic vegetables, you can get these in number 10 cans, which are sealed and essentially rodent proof. You can get Ranger buckets, mega buckets, mini buckets. We've got organic nuts, including almonds that are not fumigated and not irradiated, which is difficult to source, by the way. And we've got, you know, wheat berries and quinoa and millet and all kinds of things that are available for your long-term storage. Again, all lab tested and all certified organic, plus a lot of it is also certified kosher and many other certifications as well. So check all that out at healthrangerstore.com. I appreciate your support. You make it possible for us to continue to broadcast and send out these warnings, even though we are heavily, heavily censored. They don't allow me on YouTube. They don't allow this video to be shared on Twitter. I'm one of the most censored people on the planet. And I'm told that I'm extremely censored because otherwise they would have to take me out. So they just shut my voice down and very few people ever hear this message. If you're hearing it, you're one of a very tiny number in terms of the global population who are actually able to connect with this message. So please value that. And I value you and your support. And I'll keep doing this as long as I can, but we're headed into some tough times here. And there's going to come a day when we're not able to do it. That's just a straight up truth. By the way, we're working with Michael Yon. He's going to be launching a live stream with us on Brightown.com. Perhaps later this week, streaming from Central America. And we'll have that live stream appearing on Brightown.com in real time. I'll bring you more news about that as that goes live. A lot of interesting things happening out there. So just get ready, folks. Tough times ahead. But thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, Brightown.com. Take care.